Hello and welcome to another Thursday night of the Blue Cirrus Telehealth Radio Show. Joining me tonight is our host, Michelle Hager, managing partner of Blue Cirrus Consulting in South Carolina. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing great, Joe. Thanks so much for having me tonight. Looks like it's going to be a great show tonight.
Yeah, it is. Let me introduce our first guest tonight is Kathy Wibberly, the director of the Mid-Atlantic Telehealth Resource Center at University of Virginia. And she's the director of research at the University of Virginia, Karen S. Rubin Center for Telehealth. Kathy's public service career reflects close to 30 years of experience in public health, public policy, rural health, program development, program evaluation, and strategic planning. Hi, Kathy. How you doing? Thanks for joining the show.
Joe, and hi, Michelle. It's great to be here tonight.
Yeah, good to have you, Kathy. We're excited about the conference and all the initiatives that you guys are working on in the Mid-Atlantic states.
Yeah, it's going to be a great conference. We've been discussing telehealth on the show each week, just informing our listeners the benefits of receiving care in remote areas and even in your own home. We brought you on the show tonight to help promote an invaluable telehealth conference in Virginia next month. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, so we have our 11th annual Matrix Telehealth Summit coming up, and our theme is going to be on telehealth equity. The tagline is the solution for addressing inequities in health quality and access now exacerbating those same issues? And I think one of the things that we really want to address is that, you know, be careful what you wish for in terms of telehealth. With the explosion of telehealth, where it has really truly become synonymous with healthcare, it's also raising some red flags for people, saying, you know, there are some people who really can't access telehealth because whether it's broadband issues or you know, digital literacy issues. And so has, you know, what has historically been kind of touted as the solution for addressing disparities in quality and access, turning into a potential driver of such disparities. And so we're really wanting to look at, you know, how telehealth is built on an existing infrastructure of healthcare and technology. And so concerns with telehealth equity are, you know, are they really just reflections of the larger systemic issues of health inequity in general? Or are we creating kind of a new level of inequity because of this telehealth infrastructure that we're also putting into place? So at this conference, we're really going to be looking at how the technology, policy, and operational lessons learned and best practices from COVID contribute to making telehealth either a facilitator, enabler, or potentially a barrier for different populations.
That's very exciting. We've been supporting the, as a sponsor, the Matrix Conference since several years back, almost to the beginning. I think you guys have been around since 11 or 12 years now, and we've been sponsoring, exhibiting your conference for the last 7 or so years. Tell our listeners a little bit about what the Mid-Atlantic Telehealth Resource Center does and kind of the purpose of the resource center.
Yeah, so we are one of 14 telehealth resource centers funded by the federal government through the Office for the Advancement of Telehealth in HHS. And we are basically your free consulting resource for those, particularly those working with underserved populations and underserved communities. We are really soup to nuts in terms of answering questions, whether it's policy questions, technology questions, those types of things. But we really provide a lot of information, resources, as well as handholding people through program development, program expansion.
Well, free resources. Can you tell our listeners about the telehealth resources up here in the Northeast in Boston?
Yeah, absolutely. So the telehealth resource centers exist to serve every state in the country. And so the Northeast Telehealth Resource Center serves the Boston area.
Excellent. I've spoken to Danielle Lauder and Reed Plimpton, who are doing a great job, and they always have an NETRC conference every year. I think last year was it was in the middle of the state near Springfield, Worcester area, Southbridge, Mass. And it was a great conference. We had some great speakers. We had Brockton Hospital, who, as you know, is suffering a terrible fire. They were there last year speaking about their telehealth program. Well, we have Michelle Hager on with us, and I know she is planning on presenting at the Matrix Conference. Who do we get on board from Blue Cirrus?
Yeah, so I'm going to be moderating a session with Teresa Rincon from our team on virtual nursing, and we have with us Fiona Winterbottom from Ochsner Health in the New Orleans area, and Wendy Diebert from CareGility, and Cindy Walsh from Providence St. Joseph's. It should be a great session because globally we know that there is a shortage of nursing. There are 13 million nurses that are needed in order to fill those positions in the future. We just don't have those nurses. They aren't graduating, and I think there'll be over 6% of the workforce that's sort of gone either through based on the Bureau of Labor Statistics that are gone based on the burnout and other factors that are happening with nurses. And there've been a ton of traveler nurses through COVID sort of helping in different areas. And that's a very expensive resource for health systems that are already struggling from a financial perspective. So we're anxious to talk about that topic, excited to share our experience in that space, and appreciate the Matrix conference supporting us in that effort and allowing us to talk about that. And Kathy, who else do you have speaking at the Matrix conference?
Well, we have an amazing lineup of speakers. We have three tracks going: our general track, our behavioral health track, and our leading transformation track. And just to highlight a few of our keynotes and plenaries who will be truly addressing the telehealth equity theme, we've got Andre Ostrowski, former chief medical officer for CMS, tackling the issue of audio only versus audio video telehealth, and how those policies have implications on health equity. We also have Kristen Rising from Thomas Jefferson University, who will be discussing the whole concept of digital health readiness. She'll be introducing a screening tool that they recently developed and have been using, and also speak to some key findings from a PCORI-funded national consensus conference addressing the research agenda on telehealth take-up and how we reduce disparities with that for different populations. And our closing keynote will be Michael Capps, perhaps best known for being former president of Epic Games, but now co-founder of and CEO of Diveplane. And he'll be addressing the role of artificial intelligence and its potential, as well as some of the dangers that it poses for health equity.
That sounds
That's going to
great.
be a great session. I've seen him speak before, and it's going to be a great session.
Yeah, it is. And let me just remind everyone, this is the Matrix Conference, Mid-Atlantic Telehealth Resource Center, March 15th and 16th in Norfolk, Virginia. Kathy, how do our listeners sign up? We have a lot of healthcare listeners in the Boston area that listen to this show, and they would love
Yeah,
to know how to
our
sign up.
conference is actually 15th, 16th. Our conference is 15th through 17th, and so it
Sorry.
is being offered as hybrid. And it is in person will be in Norfolk, Virginia. But for those of you in Boston who want to join virtually, you can go to matrixsummit.org, MATRCSUMMIT.org, and you can get all the information as well as registration.
MatrixSummit.org. Oh, that's good. It's a hybrid. So,
Where?
yeah, you can go on video or in person. Is this expensive to join, or is the cost affordable?
We try to keep it as low as possible so that as many people can join. And we also have a nonprofit group rate. So you can send one person in person and two virtually, or you can send all three virtually for one low price.
Oh, that's excellent. So, how have you been? Tell us about some of the initiatives you're working on this year in Virginia.
Well, we have been super busy this year. But we are very excited about two very new initiatives that we started in the past year. One is the Virginia Telemental Health Initiative. Through state appropriations, we are partnering with the Virginia Telehealth Network to establish what I think is the very first virtual mental health free clinic in the country. That pilot began a few months ago, with five sites. We're adding our sixth site, and it is a way to bring kind of the workforce pipeline connecting with the free clinic model, and really trying to reduce some of those disparities in access to mental health, which our whole country is facing. And I think one of the unique pieces of this is, at least in Virginia, I don't know about other states, we have this requirement where once someone graduates from a program, let's say a clinical social work program or a professional counseling program, they have to have kind of a whole number of supervised hours before they can actually apply for their license. And so we call them pre-licensed individuals. And we are taking that cadre and actually providing the supervision hours for them in exchange for basically free services for the free clinic population. So we're
That's
very
great.
excited about that. Yeah.
From the work that we've done in Virginia, the shortage, but it's across the state. There's many times, and in Virginia, it's true, where you might say, oh, we've got X amount of psychiatrists or psychologists, so we can cover the whole state. That's fine. But they only exist in your, city and your urban areas. And so those in the more rural areas really don't have access. So it's great that that program exists.
Yeah, absolutely. And even now with for those who are uninsured or underinsured, the wait list is ridiculously long for, any kind of mental health services. So yeah, this will definitely put a dent in some of that. Another initiative that we're really excited about is in partnership with West Health Institute. We have a center of excellence for basically telehealth with the older adult population. And we have been working with West Health. We have this information now up on our website, but we're really looking at advancing telehealth best practices for older adults because on a recent survey that they did, they found that most practitioners are hesitant to see older adults by telehealth. And so they oftentimes don't even offer the telehealth service for older adults because of many stereotypes and misconceptions of what older adults can and can't do. And so we really want to create best practices and guidelines around equitable access for older adults so that they have equal access to telehealth as an opportunity for care. I
They
think
do a
there's
great
just so
job.
many issues around this, that oftentimes don't need to be there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Some good
So,
work being done around that too in South Carolina. I know you know that there's some
oh yes.
education and the work that's being done here around just teaching people how to use technology in the way that they want to utilize it, whether it's getting to your Pinterest recipes or FaceTiming your friends. Those are skills that you can utilize to help you with your healthcare.
So true, Michelle. I recently visited a few hospitals and clinics, and seeing the senior population in a healthcare facility and how difficult it is for them to move in and out and the help that they need, there has to be a better way, than dragging this senior patient out of their house down to the clinic, to do a checkup. I mean, there's so many things that need to be done to kind of make that a smooth, road into the health clinic. And I think telehealth is going to be very important for our senior population. Any closing comments
Absolutely.
for us tonight, Michelle?
No, I think we have to meet patients where they are, and that's the work that you're doing, Kathy. And kudos to you and your team. I know you're always trying to find the next best thing, and it'll be really exciting to be at the Matrix Conference again this year. It'll be hopefully another smash hit. So congratulations.
We look forward to having you again.
My first conference was in Hershey, Pennsylvania. I'll never forget it. What a treat. What a real treat. But I appreciate your time today. We always want to provide our listeners with helpful information on this show, and I appreciate your help today regarding the Mid-Atlantic Telehealth Resource Center. Make sure you sign up at matrixsummit.org. Have a great rest of your week, and let's follow up again later this year. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you both.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show, Kathy. Thank you.
We'll be right back with Bluceris Telehealth Radio.